Taiwan Special, episode 3 of the week. I'm going to see if I can move on to this. I don't know if you know this. It really looks like Taiwan's primaries and Taiwan's election. We're in election season in Taiwan right now. It really looks like this is being meddled with big time. Over the weekend, Friday, a bunch of military leaders and FBI leaders came to Taiwan. I think... There's very limited sources reporting this. It's not making headlines in a lot of major newspapers. It's kind of a quiet thing. But some big wigs showed up. Now, what would the FBI have to talk about in Taiwan? Now, my dear mother asked me, which FBI? Okay, this is an important question. Which FBI? Well, there's only one FBI. Because in America, you see, this is... part of understanding other countries. In America, we have a federal government. The state of California is absolutely and unquestionably sovereign in all matters and decisions of California because it is the state. The state is the highest government authority. It is sovereign. The only thing California doesn't deal with is money and passports and military, although California has its own military also. That's how every state works. California is just one example. Okay, those states come together and create this government that does money and passports and another military, mainly a navy, so that we don't... the reason Thomas Jefferson wanted the navy is so that Muslims don't kill us infidels at sea. That's a thing. We have a navy... because the government knows that Muslims wants to kill us. That was why it was created over 200 years ago. A lot of people don't know this. All right. Everything else the federal government does, technically it shouldn't. Maybe that's a discussion. But it's federal. It is a lower government. Created for the sake of common good, common needs, by a plurality, by many different greater authority, more powerful, higher authority state governments. The federal government is under the states. That is a federal government. No other country works that way. So we talk about the federal government. Other countries, especially Chinese, will talk about the central government. They have a central government or a national government. I think in the Philippines, it's called the NBI, the National Bureau of Investigation. Or maybe in China, I don't know, CBI, Central Bureau of Investigation. Federal FBI? That's America talk. That's America speech. All right. A lot of people don't think about this. They live in a little world. What's the FBI and the FBI in Japan? Japan isn't a federation. It's not a republic if you can keep it. Japan is an empire. It's a constitutional empire or whatever that's all about. It's got a new emperor as of May 1st. I digress. So FBI came to Taiwan. What would they have to talk about? Military advisors, military leaders, and FBI leaders came to Taiwan. What would they have to talk about? There are no reports at all on what they would talk about, but knowing what's happening in Taiwan, I'll tell you two things they have to talk about. They have to talk about spies from China running around the country messing with stuff and how to find them and track them down. And second of all, they have to talk about China trying to work through different companies overseas, like through working through corporations, like the culprits are in another country, but they're affecting stuff here through this channel or that channel or this bank account or that company or whatever to affect Taiwan's election. So you've got a lot of criminal trackdown stuff. And that's one of the things the FBI specializes in, is tracking down these guys. And, then, of course, also you've got maybe military strategy. You probably got these military experts that are going to run around and look at where they got their missiles posted and say, you know, you should adjust that thing 5 degrees to the left. You'll see some of that. Maybe. I'm just guessing based on, you know, what I know. This is a big deal. Okay. We've also got, I don't know if you know this, there's a $2 billion deal that's being seriously talked about and is happening. It's the gears are turning and it's rolling forward. The U.S. selling, it's Abrams tanks, M1 Abrams tanks, and a bunch of rockets, like different types of rockets, like fire and forget rockets. Blow up that tank there 5 miles away that I think I can see, not sure, but the rocket will find it anyway. Rockets. Like rockets, tanks and rockets, $2 billion worth. America is selling to Taiwan. This is a big deal. Another thing happened that's kind of not hitting a lot of headlines. The U.S. recently, it's got this piece of legislation where it talks about the need to strengthen our ties or something like that with countries like Japan and South Korea and Taiwan. It lists Taiwan as a country. This is a big deal because American diplomacy has been trying to make China happy in the past by not calling Taiwan a country. In fact, many different airlines have to change the nomenclature on their office memorandum and their public relations stuff, their websites, their airplane tickets, and they have to call Taiwan specifically a province of China. It'd be like if America's government said, you can't have a flight to California. It has to be flight to California, a state controlled and operated and totally under the sovereignty of the United States government. It's like China's been forcing airlines to add all this stuff. So America, Congress recently having used the nomenclature of listing Taiwan under a list of other things all referred to as countries, that is a big, big deal. Chinese are not going to be happy about that. There's other stuff happening. China's calling a bunch of American companies saying, if you obey America's ban on Huawei, then there will be permanent consequences. And they're telling them, don't obey the American law. What do I think about this? First of all, I've got to believe somewhere in history, America's government has told other... I have to believe. I have no basis for this other than history. I have to believe, just knowing history generally, in the general sense, I have to believe that America at some point, America's government has told companies in America from other countries, don't obey that law in your country. I have to believe it's happened somewhere. So I'm not going to act like China's hypocritical on this or unusual on this. Okay, that being said, because I'm trying to be fair and honest here with everything, that being said, what's really going on here with this, with China telling these companies, don't comply with America's ban on Huawei cooperation. Like, if I understand this correctly, if FedEx delivers a package to Huawei, then they broke the American law. I think it's that kind of stuff. So China's saying there's a ban on Huawei. Don't cooperate with it. Break the U.S. law. Don't disobey that U.S. law or we will punish you in a way that's permanent or something. Like, why is this happening? I don't think China's the first country to do this, but the way that China's doing it comes back to culture. A professor lady told me somewhere in Taiwan, it's like Taiwan has no law. Remember I said a few podcast episodes ago, Taiwan is a do-nothing government in a do-nothing country with a do-nothing culture. It's lawless. It's like there isn't a law. It's like the law is, it's almost a psychopath's interpretation of morals. It's like, oh, that whole you're supposed to tell the truth thing. That's something most people are brainwashed with. It doesn't matter. Okay. I was there yesterday at 6 o'clock, whatever these crazies, them and their truth telling. That's the thinking of a psychopath. And that's the thinking of Chinese culture, including Taiwan's culture, when it comes to the law. Oh, I'm going to do what I want. And oh, yeah, there's this law thing that we're supposed to pretend to care about. And that's how the lawmakers think. And that's how the ministers of departments of government think. And that's how the police think. And so if people believe that the law is a silly fairy tale, that we're just, it's like it's, oh, the tooth fairy, that's right, I'm supposed to act like that's real. If that's how you view law, how are you going to do at enforcing it as a police officer? How are you going to do at giving people justice in the courtroom in Taiwan or China? Or how are you going to do, like, how good of a job are you going to do as a legislator creating laws if you believe that the law is a tooth fairy, a silly thing we're supposed to pretend to acknowledge or whatever? Why do I have to waste my time with this? How are you going to view the law? Well, this in Taiwan, it comes from Chinese culture. Ancient Chinese. It's this old stuff going on. Now, that is China's perspective. So understand this. China's not trying to stir up a rebellion against America, although the lawful worldview Americans might think so. What's really going on is you've got a generally lawless culture just behaving normally when it comes to interacting with American companies. So we've got a major, I'm not morally judging it at all. I'm just trying to explain what's going on. We have a very, very interesting dilemma, a culture conflict that's going on here between China and the US, and it's happening with the companies. Americans are about to have a major, major education in Taiwanese and Chinese culture. See you next week.